Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Jennifer Klug, who is Chief Operating Officer of the Michigan Small Business and Professional Association and the Michigan Food and Beverage Association. That's a long business card, Jennifer. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. I'm well. Thank you.
Very good. I know you're in Lansing today doing some work at the Capitol. It's busy times there as well. Wanted to talk to you after getting some information about a healthcare survey that is reflecting some real concerns from small business owners, and kind of we'll wade through this survey and see what it is that you discovered from this. First of all, let's talk about who got this survey.
Well, they were our members of our organization. They're small businesses. Many of them have less than 20 employees, and most of them offer health insurance to their employees.
And, of course, most small businesses have enjoyed being able to do that. That it's kind of a luxury for employees, and folks look at that, and employers are pleased to be able to do that. But there are some real concerns about increasing health care premiums from what I'm reading of the survey that you took.
Well, actually, I think a lot of small businesses thought with health care reform and the focus on affordability thought, or it was implied, that health care premiums would go down. And what we have found and what our members are telling us is that that's not true. Actually, the health care reform is actually driving up costs and will continue to drive up costs into 2014, 2015, and that's what we predict. Many of our members have from anywhere from a 20 to 40% increase in their premiums. A lot of it is due to the compliance of the different carriers and trying to accommodate this the provisions of national healthcare reform.
And as you read through this survey and go through some of the numbers, were you surprised at the results?
No, we actually predicted this. I think what I was surprised mostly about is a lot of businesses don't understand what's next. They don't understand what an exchange is. They have not talked about it with their employees. They don't know what they're going to do. And in fact, a majority of the people taking our survey, 56% said they're going to be reviewing all options and offerings, which means that they're in this chronic every year. They're always looking at their offerings and options for healthcare for their employees. But when specifically addressed about the exchange, when the exchange kicks in, and if it kicks in, they don't know what they're going to do. And they need more information, which is very interesting to us.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up the exchange, and I'm glad to know I'm not the only one who didn't understand that. Would you mind giving me a little primer on what you're talking about with the healthcare exchange?
Sure. As part of this federal legislation that passed last March, there are provisions for each state to either create their own exchange or to go onto a federal exchange. And what the exchange is basically a portal where consumers and small businesses can shop for health insurance. And there's provisions and subsidies and penalties in some situations for how to use the exchange and if you should use the exchange to buy your insurance through. It has a lot of gray matter in it in the bills. I think we're all looking for a little bit more direction from HHS, which is Health and Human Services in Washington, D.C., to kind of help shape what these things should look like. And some states have a very robust exchange, some don't. Massachusetts is known for a more strict exchange where the state is very much involved in health care. Utah is less involved. It's more of like a shopping mall online. So each state is taking their own initiatives to find out how involved they want to be in helping shape healthcare for their citizens.
How does Michigan fare in kind of comparing? You talked about Massachusetts and Utah. How does Michigan fare right now in that?
Michigan is in discussions right now, and I know there's been a lot of discussions. There's been work groups. There's been coalitions. There's been a lot of discussion as to what Michigan should do, and we're right now in the planning stages of this. So I know that's hot in Lansing right now is how involved should the state be in health care, and what will it look like for the citizens of Michigan? And the trick is this has to be implemented pretty quick. By 2013 to be implemented in 14, so we have to move quickly.
So we have to move beyond this discussion stage.
Yes. Yes.
When you're describing this, the exchanges, and it was a great explanation of a portal for consumers and small businesses to see options, I'm gathering from that. This doesn't sound tremendously user-friendly. Am I missing something? Is it as complicated as it sounds?
No, it depends on which state you're in. And I think the user-friendly part of it is you go online and you look at the different options. We prefer that you continue to work with your insurance agent, and we keep that whole industry flourishing and functioning. So we've been working really hard to make sure that the exchange doesn't replace any industry or any positions out there.
Well, and this, as you said, this is an issue that's not going away. We need to move past the discussion stage and get some clarity for folks in business and the consumers as well. One area that this report mentioned or an addendum to the report is that the 1099 provision being repealed by Congress and by the president was definitely a move in the right direction for small business.
Absolutely. That 1099 provision, had it been put in place, it would have created undue stress and cost for many of our small businesses. And that's the thing. With healthcare reform, with these provisions, with the 1099 rules, a lot of times when the intent of a piece of legislation is written, it's written for business. And usually people think of big business. The reality is it's really on the backs of small businesses, independent businesses, family businesses, mom-pa operations. And that's where we come in to say, hey, you know, hang on a second. Before we go and implement something like this 1099 provision, do you really know what you're doing and the impact that it's going to make? So sometimes the intention is good, but when it goes to be implemented and enacted, it creates undue hardship.
It's an important survey, and the responses and the answers from it are important to take note of as well. Jennifer, I appreciate your time this evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jennifer Klug, who is Chief Operating Officer of the Michigan Small Business and Professional Association and the Michigan Food and Beverage Association. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.